Hello, Todd Zwillick with you here. Well, surfing the internet lately, you may have noticed ads for political candidates or issues appearing in the sidebars and pop-ups on your computer screen. But the ads you see are probably different from the ones other people see, even people in your own household. And this is the same technologies companies have enlisted to target consumers for TVs and cars and everything else. And now it's part of your politics. Here to talk about the rise of micro-targeting in the world of political marketing is Colin Delaney. He is founder and chief editor of epolitics.com, a site that focuses on the tools and tactics of internet politics. Colin, good morning.
Great to be with you, Todd.
Well, Colin, I follow a lot of politics, of course, and I surf around the internet a lot, and corporations and businesses follow me around. I'm used to that, right? They know the websites I like. So now political operatives are doing the same thing that Best Buy is doing? Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, it depends on where you are. I mean, if you're in an area where there's a contested race, you're more likely to see these things. The broader parts of the country where there's no election coming up anytime soon may not see them at all. So it really depends on your particular characteristics.
My particular characteristics. Okay. I have never registered with a political party because I'm a journalist. I do vote. I don't own a car. And I live in a place that doesn't elect senators, Washington, D.C. What does my ad look like?
You're not going to see much, because particularly because of the Washington, D.C. angle, because most of these are going to be statewide congressional races, that sort of thing. Once you get down to, in D.C., a city council race, it's not worth the target. It's not worth the extra money to try to target ads like that.
Okay, I live in Ohio, and I'm a registered Republican, and I live in a swing district. Now what does the ad look like?
Now you're going to get hit pretty hard. You're going to get hit from a lot of different angles, not just the candidates, but also the super PACs, other outside organizations that are trying to reach voters and persuade them. And these ads are often designed to do two things. You know, way before the election, they're designed to build a list, right? They're designed to build a fundraising, a volunteer list. Closer to the election, they're designed to drive turnout one way or the other, either suppress the other person's turnout or drive your own.
So the idea here really, because this is the dream of micro-targeting ads, this is what Google and Facebook really exist to do, to know more about me as a voter. The idea here is that somebody, let's take, for instance, Mitt Romney, you could take Barack Obama too, they want to know about how I registered, how much money I have, what kind of car I drive, and then sort of angle their image according to those things?
Well, yeah, these are all proxies, really. They're just trying to build a model of what a potential voter is. So all the things that you talked about, all those demographic characteristics, are proxies for your likelihood or not likelihood to vote for their particular candidate, or your interest in particular issues. Sometimes it is the message targeting. But with all of this, there's a point of diminishing marginal returns. You can certainly out-clever yourself and end up spending more money to reach a potential voter, or maybe exclude a whole group of voters that might be fertile ground.
So how much money is all this worth, Colin, before we let you go?
When you say in the aggregate, how much money is it worth to a campaign? How much money is it worth to the whole system?
Campaigns aren't talking, to the whole system. How much are they spending on this stuff?
They haven't been spending much on digital so far, but we'll see if it goes up. A couple of years ago, it was as low as 5% of the total campaign advertising spend. Some people think it'll go up to 10 or 15% this year. We'll see.
Well, if it's a billion-dollar campaign, 10 or 15% is a great deal of money. Colin Delaney, founder and chief editor of epolitics.com. Colin, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.